Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
A team that was in last place on January 3rd. The players on the bench are bouncing up. History will be made tonight in Boston. 15 seconds to go as Shen blocks a puck to the corner. 10 seconds remaining. Get up, St. Louis. Get on your feet. Raise them high. 5 seconds to go. And the time winds down. They did it. It's over. The game is over. The series is over. The wait is over. And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history.
What a moment last night as we took in this new championship, bringing the Stanley Cup into St. Louis. A historical moment for the city, for sports in the city, and very, very excited to bring on our next guest, former manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, also a champion here in St. Louis, Tony La Russa. Tony, it's an honor to speak with you today.
Well, looking forward to it. It's a great moment.
Yes, it absolutely is. I want to ask you, first and foremost, the parallels between the St. Louis Blues championship here and the down and out in early January that this team was not even thinking about playoffs, let alone bringing home the cup. And I think back to that 2011 World Series run that you and the St. Louis Cardinals enjoyed, that this whole city enjoyed. What was it like to watch the St. Louis Blues be at last place and march all the way to the Stanley Cup, knowing about how you've done something pretty similar here in St. Louis in the past?
There was actually a lot in common. Theirs came longer. They had to go longer and harder, farther, to make it happen. I think they deserve a lot of credit for that, a ton of credit. And then they had a very difficult playoffs, you know, including winning Game 7 on the road. But in our case, you know, we were down by 10 with 30 to play. And I think what we had in common was that, you know, that you have a, sounds a little corny, but that will to win, you know, refusal to lose, and you just keep fighting. And even if you get beat, you know, you can look yourself in the mirror and say you tried. But sometimes when you don't give up, you can do some amazing things.
Yeah, for sure. That resolve that we saw in that in both World Series championships in 06 and 11 in 11 here with the St. Louis Cardinals, with you at the helm and also with these St. Louis Blues, the resolve was definitely there. I think sometimes there's just a little bit of a kiss from the baseball gods, from the hockey gods, a little bit of magic sprinkled in it, and certainly we enjoyed the David Freese moments with the 2011 World Series. We got to see the Patrick Maroon moments here, the hometown kids. So many storylines surrounding these championships. When you get to do it in the city of St. Louis and your time here spent in this city watching these fans dedicate themselves to following and supporting these sports teams, what do you think about the city of St. Louis now being able to bring home a Stanley Cup in addition to all of the other championships they've won?
So well-deserved. I mean, one thing I really enjoyed during my 16 years was how closely the pro teams were connected. When the Rams were there, they were part of it as well. But we all pulled for each other, and especially because the arena and the ballpark are so close together. There's really a special connection between the Blues and the Cardinals, and a lot of guys on both sides would come to each other's games. And, you know, I know, for example, that our trainer, Barry Weinberg, is great friends with Ray Borelli, and we knew Ray for a year. So, yeah, it's we pulled for them, and what you know is how hard they work for this moment. And I think the joy that they have rewarded those loyal fans for all these years is part of the, not just the fans going crazy, but the satisfaction that the team feels that they finally rewarded their fans for all their support.
Yeah, for sure. I know the city is welcoming the Stanley Cup home today, and we'll be celebrating, I don't know, probably for a year, for a long time, this particular victory. Those championship parades that you were involved in here in St. Louis, what was it like to participate in those?
It's impossible to describe, I mean, very quickly, because it's not about us. But when the A's won in 89, it was the earthquake. And because of the tragedies there, the loss of life and property, they canceled our parade. So it wasn't until St. Louis, and, you know, as a player or a member of a staff, you see other teams celebrate with parades, and you always dream about that's part of the championship moment. And the two in that we had in St. Louis were amazing because both days the sun was out. It was beautiful. It was, you know, during the latter part of October, November, you know, so... Mm-hmm. You can't describe that. You can actually look at how happy the fans are. You look them right in the face as you go down the route. What's waiting for the Blues, I guess the parade is Saturday. What's waiting for the Blues is going to be just a very joyous moment. And you definitely get the feeling that the fans are right there connecting and sharing it with the players.
For sure. We're speaking with former manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, Tony La Russa. I want to mention real quickly here your the foundation that you have, the Animal Rescue Foundation, and the website is arflife.org. I still see this foundation popping up regularly in St. Louis, the way you've still connected yourself to the city and the way you still are using your foundation to help in animal rescue. Can you talk to me a little bit about this foundation and ways that people can support you and your efforts here to help these animals?
Well, you know, our foundation is about the rescue of companion animals and then using the many, many companion animals have a very special temperament to help people that have some needs, some issues. You know, we're actually in our 30th year, but I remember moving into St. Louis the first time in 96 and looking across the street almost from the ballpark, Busch Stadium, I saw Purina, and we've become fast friends, and a lot of what's happened really, really well for our foundation. Purina has been a tremendous supporter, so... And, you know, if you remember the Cardinal family, then you get the family, all the fans get behind you. We've had great support. So, yeah, it's just, I'm just very lucky. I'm honored to have that uniform for all these years. And if I had one regret, but it was also part of the greatness of their victory last night, was that they didn't win game six because there's always something extra special for winning it with the fans there and you actually. You know, we were able to do it in 6-11. We won at home, so that's a little bit of regret, but it's not a big one. I mean,
you'll take
going
it
into game
one way or the
actually
other.
It adds a lot to it.
We're speaking with the former manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, Tony La Russa. One last question before we let you go here. You probably saw that they sold out the Enterprise Center, formerly Scott Trade, for a watch party to watch the St. Louis Blues. The ice was there in front of them, but it was empty. They watched the game on the screen, and then they also put tens of thousands of people in Busch Stadium there to support this team as well. When we had Isaac Bruce on in the 12 o'clock hour, talked to him about his championship run here in St. Louis. I want to ask you the same question I asked him. When you are out and about throughout the country and people ask you about St. Louis and the city and the fans here, how do you describe them?
Well, I think there's passion all around. It's a great question. There's passion all around, but I think Jack Buck said it perfectly. One thing about the St. Louis fans, you know, a lot of it's the Midwestern culture. You know, they're with you win or lose. It's not just win or tie. And you always felt that if you had some tough times, as long as you kept pushing, they're behind you. Very special place. And that's why I think they enjoy and they deserve to have these celebrations like what the Blues have given them and what they're both share.
Well, Tony La Russa, it's a pleasure to have you on here. We thank Victory Men's Health for helping us connect with you today. And I want to encourage people to go to arflife.org to learn more about your Animal Rescue Foundation and how they can support you, because you're doing so much to support this animal rescue effort. Really commendable. And we value your time, so we thank you for coming on with us today.
Well, I appreciate it. I know it's a blues day, but I want to remind the fans that Albert's coming on the 21st, and I want to make sure that we all will be there, because we want to give him the welcome he deserves. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. I got my tickets already. Looking forward to seeing you there.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. At Tony La Russa on Twitter. So cool to be able to speak with him. And I'll have to say, I started my media career in sports. I was just telling Brian a little bit about this before. I started my first job in radio. Job was as an intern for Frank Cusimano at KFNS. And I wanted to be in sports media. I wanted to be a sideline reporter. I wanted to talk baseball all year round. And I did that for 3 years and I enjoyed it. But I realized that when you make what you love, you make that your job, there's a shift there that exists. And I also realized, and I'm ashamed to say it took me so long to realize this, that sports happen on nights and weekends. And I wanted to be a mama and have a family, and that was going to make that very difficult. So I got into news talk. But being able to be in the sports talk environment in radio in 2006 and watching that World Series unfold was amazing. And watching Tony La Russa in the media is a man of few words and definitely somebody who was driven and dedicated to competing. He has a book, Three Nights in August, which is an amazing book. I love that story. It talks about the Chicago Cubs series in August that led into that 2006 championship. And it's really good. It's a really good book on tape if you like audiobooks. But when we found out today that we were going to be able to have them on, and Victory Men's Health helped connect us, because you hear Tony Lewis's voice on the station on those Victory Men's Health commercials. They were quick to get him on, and he's absolutely right to welcome Albert Pujols back to St. Louis.
My gosh,
June 21st, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I'm really
right around the corner.
Really excited about it. I did not know that he was going to be here, but it's only fitting that he would be.
Mm-hmm.
You think about the history of winning in St. Louis. It kind of is what we do, you know, for baseball, certainly, to consider the short time that we had the St. Louis Rams here. And it's easy to forget how good we were while we were as good as we were, the St. Louis Rams, because then Stan Kroenke, bad. Don't love. but
we have a new Stanley.
I saw that meme and it had Stan Kroenke and the Stanley Cup next, and it's like we traded in for a new Stan, and I'm like, I said hashtag upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So Tony La Russa joining us there. Go to arflife.org, and if you are a Twitterer, please consider tweeting at Tony La Russa and thanking him for coming on the show. Because it's not very often that we get to speak with guests like that. And it's very, I'm kind of fangirling about it.
It's a big deal.
Just leave me alone. I'm excited about it. Why are you all judging me? Stop it with your face.
I'm judging you.
Just kidding. Real quick here, speaking of baseball, let's do a giveaway. Right now, we're going to take caller number 6 to 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Caller number 6 is going to win a family four-pack to the Gateway Grizzlies Father's Day ball game. We love the Gateway Grizzlies here on the Annie Fry Show. Great supporter of this show, and they are giving you a four-pack of tickets to that Father's Day ball game Sunday, June 16th at GCS Ballpark in Sauget, Illinois. Every dad at the game that has admission is going to receive a Gateway Grizzlies ball cap and the option to play catch on the field prior to the game. Super awesome opportunity. And if you're caller number 6 right now to 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797, you could win that four pack. We will notify the winner when the tickets are ready for pickup. So give us a call right now and claim your prize. When we come back, Jamie Rivers, our hockey expert, the Blues live pregame and postgame show host on Fox Sports Midwest, and also co-host of the St. Louis Blues podcast, is going to join us. And this is going to be special because we did a little thing. And if you've seen the video at facebook.com/Annie Fry Show, where Katie interpreted some of Jamie Rivers' tweets, it is hilarious. Every single time I watch it, I laugh out loud, kind of belly laugh out loud. It makes me laugh.
Good.
So I cannot wait for him to talk to you. And I actually want to just sit and listen to the interview that you do with him.
Oh, you know.
No?
No.
Well, we'll hear his feedback from the video, see how well you interpreted it, and have his insight on the Stanley Cup Championship St. Louis Blues, Jamie Rivers, when we return. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is my favorite thing ever.
Game two takeaways. Number 10 was a beast. Beast mode! With 20 minutes played and 8 hits. That's Ocho, folks.
This is Katie.
91 scores again and has points in 8 straight music. Games. 8. Lucky number. Much better puck management. D got involved because of sustained ozone time. It's a funny word, ozone. I really don't hear that word that much. Benny solid again. Big win for the boys. Big W. Game four takeaways. We've got a series.
Can't even what? Listen.
90 was a beast in game four. These guys killing it. 27 was a horse out. I don't know what that involves or what that means. There are two A's in 29 minutes and 30 seconds played. Two A's.
Katie.
I totally lost on all of that.
What is it?
91 is money, 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 money.
Money!
But all is a god. I think that it's safe to assume that. I think we're all okay with that. Fourth line shuts down Burger Online. Again. What's a Burger Online? Am I even pronouncing that correctly? Benny no. Bounces back. First team to 2 wins. Game 5 takeaways. Jordan Bennington looks almost unbeatable. Best player on the ice. We love him. Great goalie, great guy. I've never met him before, but he seems like a really personable human being. ROR line showing up when it means the most. What is ROR line? Is that something with rear? Huge road win. PK came up huge. I don't know who PK is, but he did it big.
Oh, Katie, this is so funny. I laugh harder every time.
Good times, guys.
PK, what'd you say? PK came up big. I don't know who PK is, but he came up big. It's so amazing. The actual brains behind those tweets. Jamie Rivers, analyst on the Blues Live pregame and postgame shows on Fox Sports Midwest. I loved watching the coverage last night. Also co-host of the St. Louis Blues podcast. Jamie Rivers, thank you so much for coming on with us today. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, my pleasure. This, what a great day it is for St. Louis.
For sure. So I don't know how long you stayed out last night, but watching the post-game show and being able to take in on social media a lot of, like, you know, Facebook Lives and pictures and images of people celebrating downtown. St. Louis gets to have a Stanley Cup in their possession now. You've played for this organization. You've been covering this organization for some time now. What does this mean for the franchise, for the fans, and especially for these players?
Well, I mean, the fact that the franchise has never won a Stanley Cup until last night, you know, that was tough on the city. It was tough on the fan base because it is such an amazing fan base, and these fans have supported this team through thick and thin and always been there. And unfortunately, they had never been rewarded with the Stanley Cup. And, you know, I've said this before, is myself, along with other alumni, have carried a burden around with us that we never were able to do it for the fan base. And, you know, the guys like Gretzky and Hull and MacInnis and Pronger go down the list of Hall of Famers that just couldn't get it done. And then last night, these guys get it done. And you could just feel like a weight come off of the city. And the people at Busch Stadium were going nuts. The people at Enterprise were going nuts. People at Ballpark Village, at houses. My kids at home were going nuts. My wife is going crazy. Like, just an amazing time for St. Louis people and certainly the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the game, because for somebody who, like myself, who I, admittedly I don't know the ins and outs of hockey, and I've been saturating myself with it, especially after this January to now run, as the story just built and built and built with each game that the Blues played in. You go into game seven, you're nervous, you're expecting it to kind of, you know, be back and forth. It could go overtime with these two teams, and it really felt like the Blues, you know, looking back on it, had it from the jump. What do you think about their performance there in game seven?
Yeah, you know, both teams, I mean, the pace of the game was incredible, first of all. I mean, it felt like, you know, that you're watching it in fast forward at times, because these two teams are just getting after it so hard. And I will say that Boston, I felt, came out swinging. You know, they came out, and Jordan Binnington, he was back. You know, the game five Jordan Binnington that shut the door on the Bruins in their building. Well, guess what? He was back in game seven to do the same thing to the Boston Bruins. And about halfway through the period, I thought to myself, he's going to be really hard to beat tonight. And based upon that, the Blues probably only have to score maybe a goal or two. Mm-hmm. Well, little did I know that they'd go down and score, you know, one early. Ryan O'Reilly, of course, Conn Smythe winner MVP. He gets the first one, and then Alex Pietrangelo. I don't want to say it was the nail in the coffin at that point, but with under 10 seconds left, he jumps up as a defenseman. Great play by Jaden Schwartz, and Petro goes forehand, backhand into the net, and, you know, they're celebrating, and then the period is over. That's a big body blow to any team when you give up a goal in the last minute, let alone the last 10 seconds. And it's game seven, and now you're trying to beat Jordan Binnington, who seems unbeatable. That's a lot for a team to take on.
Let's talk about Binnington's performance last night, too, because he kind of played out of his mind. He was like a brick wall in front of the goal. To the story specifically for our listeners who, you know, we're not living and dying by every detail that goes on, you know, in the weeds of hockey and of these players, but the story behind Binnington is extremely interesting. Understanding that he's a rookie, but comparing it to his age and when he started playing, you know, being the everyday goalie for the Blues. Explain the road to game seven last night for Jordan Binnington and the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, I mean, talk about a story. And like you mentioned just moments ago, the amount of stories that the St. Louis Blues have attached to their championship run this year is incredible. But the Jordan Binnington story of, you know, he's a career minor leaguer at the time, and he's even the kicker, and I'm sure we've discussed it, he was on loan to the Boston Bruins farm team last year to play in the American Hockey League as their goalie.
Wow.
So talk about being in enemy territory, just trying to do your job last year. And then this year, you know, things go a little bit better for him, and the Blues hit a road bump in the road, and they have to look elsewhere other than Jake Allen. And Jordan Binnington happened to be next man up, which, by the way, he really wasn't next man up. Billy Husso, who's their blue chip prospect, was supposed to be next guy up, but he was injured. So it's funny how these things work. And then Jordan Binnington comes up to the NHL. Craig Berube decides to go with him because, hey, why not? I mean, they weren't doing well anyways. Let's see what the kid's got. He gets in there. The night after Gloria had taken a life of its own in Philly, he goes out and pitches a shutout, and the rest is history. So it's incredible to see a young man go through what he's gone through and to come in when he did, when things were so bad, and now he's delivered a Stanley Cup to the city of St. Louis.
You know, you mentioned another name there that just adds to the drama behind this playoff run and championship run, Coach Berube. For the people who don't know the entirety of the story of this season, explain to me how Berube came on the scene and his current status with the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, he was brought on as an associate coach for Mike Yeo last year. And then when Mike Yeo was relieved of his duties, Doug Armstrong put the interim tag on him. And actually at the press conference, talking to everybody, said, well, we're going to scour the face of the earth for our next head coach. And I don't think Craig Berube was in his plans at the time, or not at the top of his list. And, you know, so as the story goes, Craig Berube just goes to work and develops better relationships with the players, and they start to bond and they start to create a culture. And fast forward to where the team has put 12 wins in a row. They're back in the playoffs. And, of course, everybody's asking questions then about will the interim tag be removed? And Craig Berube was like, no, I don't want it removed. You know, he wanted to leave it there because he didn't want the distractions for the team. He didn't want it to look like, well, he got his contract, and so what about the rest of the guys? He wanted to be in the fire with the players so that everybody was on a level playing field. And you could tell the way the players responded and played for him, that they genuinely loved playing for him. And the celebrations that went on last night, I mean, it was incredible. You can tell that this team was extremely close, and that's credit to Craig Berube.
Fantastic. I mean, the storyline is just amazing. It's almost actually unbelievable. If you watched the movie that could be made over the course of this season, you might think it was a little too unbelievable how all of these stories intertwine with one another. I don't want to get too far into talking about what happens next for the St. Louis Blues, but I will ask you, this team that we have hoisting the Stanley Cup at this point in time right now, when the Blues take the ice again, when the next season starts here, does it look a lot like this team? Are there a lot of question marks out there about what happens next? Or is this the start of something big for the Blues?
Well, honestly, their contract situation with almost the entire team is already there. I think they have two guys, Pat Maroon and Carl Gunnarsson, that will be unrestricted free agents. They have a couple of restricted free agents, but realistically, they could ice almost the same team next year. Now, that never happens exactly like that, but they will have a team that resembles a lot of what was in the team picture last night with the Stanley Cup. And now the tough part of that is with the grind of an 82-game schedule and then a shortened summer because the Blues went to Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final, there's going to be, you know, less time to be prepared for next season. And going back-to-back in the NHL is extremely difficult. But, you know, this team, it sort of falls into place. You know, whenever the odds are stacked up against them, they seem to enjoy that moment and thrive in that environment and love proving people wrong. So, you know what, you never know. But to your question, yes, this team could look almost identical next year.
I think that's good for people to hear, especially as I'm pretty sure the fan base behind the St. Louis Blues is massively exponentially expanded in the last month or so, for sure, to know that the team that they're going to see on the ice and a few months from now is familiar to them and has that street cred, I think is pretty exciting. We're speaking with the analyst of the Blues Live pre- and post-game shows on Fox Sports Midwest, Jamie Rivers. I want to ask you one last question here before I let you go. Something you said last night on the post-game coverage, a little bit about you were a Blues player yourself. You're in the media now with the St. Louis Blues, but you talked about how a lot of people come to St. Louis, and the words you used was they marry a St. Louis girl, and then they find themselves staying here. And you described that, as I understand, as your story as well. For St. Louis and for being a St. Louisan now, what do you think about the city, the way the city is recognized nationwide, how the St. Louis Blues championship is going to contribute to that reputation on a nationwide scale, and why you chose to make it home?
Yeah, well, to answer your first question, or your last question first, rather, this was an incredible spot to be. And when I came here at 18 years old, I fell in love with the people of St. Louis and how genuine people were and just the hockey fan base, how receptive they were to the outsiders, you know, the guy, Canadian guys or wherever we came from. And I never forgot that. And I always wanted to stay here after that, thinking that this would be a great place to live. Little did I know I would marry a St. Louis girl at the time and, you know, process of elimination. You know, now I'm fully a St. Louis, and so are my kids and all that stuff. So that part of it was, you know, on its own. Now, what I really get bothered by is, you know, during the whole St. Louis Rams exit of the city, Stan Kroenke and his group of people went out there and voiced their displeasures about the city of St. Louis and said some pretty horrible things. And I think the national media at times, and there are events that have happened, and St. Louis has gotten some bad press over the years, but I can't defend this place enough. I love it here. I'm raising my kids here. 40-plus alumni players live in St. Louis and area, and they call this home, and they love it too. And it's a damn great place to live and raise a family. And I'm so happy now that the St. Louis Blues, on a national level, will be recognized for a positive accomplishment and for how amazing the fan base was during this run. So it's really a great time for the city as well as the hockey fans.
Oh, Jamie, I couldn't have said it better myself. My hands were literally in the air like, preach, when you mentioned Stan Kroenke's name. I'm like, yes, yes, thank you so much for saying that. Because that's a big black eye on the city because of the way it was painted in the Rams exit. And the people here who know the truth of how that all went down and unfortunately how a lot of people weren't interested in the actual back end story of that exit. It's disparaging to a group of people, fans, sports fans, that are very knowledgeable, that are very passionate and very dedicated, looking over the arc of the St. Louis Rams and their willingness and ability to win and how that tapered off towards the end. It's can't be mentioned enough. So I'm grateful that you mentioned it here. I hope that you enjoyed the video that we put together.
That was incredible. That was incredible. I laughed and enjoyed it so much. I thought it was genius, and I really, hats off. That was awesome.
We had it suggested, Katie's comment about the PK was killer or whatever. I don't know who PK is, but we're going to get Katie a PK Blues jersey out of this story.
Yeah, we're going to get her a Blues jersey and a Hockey for Dummies now. So
she can be the author. Well, we love it. And if you keep tweeting, we might keep making videos because it's just easy. We appreciate you and our conversations that we've had over this hockey season. And we look forward to having more in the future. Jamie Rivers, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, guys, for having me on, and I've enjoyed it thoroughly and look forward to more videos.
Absolutely. There you go. You tweet, we will video. Thank you. That's Jamie Rivers. To read those tweets, at JamieRivers08, to hear those tweets, go to Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow, and I mean, it's 2 minutes of, I laugh so hard.
You know, those tweets are great.
And the thing is, the thing that y'all need to know, and I'm sure you know this already, is that Katie is super smart, and Katie is super quick, and Katie is super entertaining. And for her to do this, like, I will always ask her, like, Katie, I have an idea, and I think this will be hilarious. I think it'll be super fun. And I never want Katie to look or appear to be the butt of a joke. She is not the butt of the joke.
No.
She is a comedian of great sorts.
Superstar.
Let's go to break.
What one would say, beast mode.
Oh, God.
It's amazing. Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Don't lie. Bullmeister. Slap shot. He scores! Jay Bullmeister with the puck deflected in front. Pietrangelo, he scores! Alex Pietrangelo! Here's Tarasenko centering to Shin! He scores!
Jordan Binnington has been absolutely spectacular tonight.
Best game.
He centers, they shoot, they score! Zach Sanford! The Salem, Massachusetts! They did it! It's over! The game is over! The series is over! The wait is over! And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history!
No big deal.
No biggie.
Nothing to see here. Why do you laugh so much when he goes, He scores! Katie's rolling just over here.
Back to back to back. It's just like, whoa!
Man, that game was lit.
He scores!
Katie finds that hilarious. I want to play it again just to watch you laugh. It makes me happy.
Oh, good times. It's like whenever you do the foghorn. I'm like, whoa!
I'm the boss.
That's the wrong one. It's right next to each other. There are three in a row.
I'm Bernie Sanders.
That's the other one.
I'm the boss.
And then there's... All important. All important for any... That line of drops that I have right there basically sums up today's show. Katie, we made it.
Woo! This was a fast show.
How did we do?
Fantastic.
We talked to Isaac Bruce at 1225, Super Bowl champion with a St. Louis jersey. We talked to Tony La Russa at 210, World Series two-time champion in a St. Louis jersey. And we talked to Jamie Rivers, who's been following these now national champion, Stanley Cup possessing St. Louis Blues. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And Tyrus is going to make good on a bet.
I cannot wait for that video.
It's going to be gross.
I cannot wait. It's going to be disgusting, and I'm ready for it.
Rebecca, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, yes, I know a bet is a bet and everything, but I'm in the health and fitness industry, and the thought of Cyrus having to eat, or even you, Annie, they have to eat that pound of sugar and the inflammation and all the calories, and oh, I was just like, I wonder if you guys could renege and maybe like have them do a whole bunch of Man Makers or Renegade Bros, and then the hope is fine to go away to go blues.
You know, the weird thing, Rebecca, about this is it was his idea.
I knew it. Not, I knew it was his idea.
Yeah,
I know.
Not mine. And I thought, I need to just, like I said earlier, without abandon, just support my Blues and think that they're going to win. But I have been like, oh my gosh, I do not want to do this. I think the bet actually is he has to eat as many out of a bag of M&Ms in a minute as he can. I think his capacity is probably significantly larger than mine, I hope, God willing.
Yeah. Oh, I love the show. The show is great. And that Katie, Jamie Rivers was hilarious.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Cute.
Funny. Thank you for fun today.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you for listening. And thank you for caring about our health and wellness.
We appreciate it.
As you professionally should, it sounds like. No, the bet that Tyrus, he goes, here's what I think we should do. And I'm like, oh, God, Lord have mercy. I didn't want my apprehension to appear on air to be like I didn't have confidence in the Blues. And I will say that as I have explained before, little bit of a control freak, and I manage that tendency of mine by trying to be ultimately prepared for everything. And I don't ever, ever put myself in a position where I might, based on chance, have to do something I don't want to do. I have a pretty clean history. I do. You can search. I don't really have any skeletons in my closet. Right. I have always been like this. I have been a rule follower. One time in the, like, here's the backstory of my storied history.
Ooh.
When I was a junior in high school, I forgot I had to do a book report in biology. I don't know why we were doing book reports in biology. But we were, and by we were, I meant I was supposed to. And I remembered the night before, so it just had to be a book that had to do with science. So I naturally did a book report on Michael Crichton's Jurassic Park.
Oh.
Perfect. And then that was when, like, kids, Google was like a brand new thing. I, like, flipped through. I had the book. I read, like, the first page of every chapter. So I did a research paper, basically. I knew the movie, so I needed to find some things in the book that were different. But then I did a research paper based on other book reports that had been written about Jurassic Park, and that's plagiarism. And you are not allowed to do that, and I got busted for it.
Juicy. Oh, this is juicy.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Is it going to keep me from being able to do anything big with my life? Did I just
They're
going to
look back on that book report.
Yeah.
Plagiarism.
Joe Biden is going to be president. He plagiarized. I don't know why it should stop me from being able to do things like be here. I paid my price. I got a detention, which was the only detention that I ever served.
You got caught?
Yeah, I got busted.
Oh, wow.
Because this teacher, Mrs. G, knew about Google.
Yep. That's
and
what it is.
I didn't know that she knew about Google because it was a new thing back in the Stone Age.
of teenagers don't know a Google.
The
is.
Internet not even being in everybody's home. I got busted. I got what I deserved, a detention and a zero. And I got my grade up to maybe a B minus in biology, anatomy and physiology. Well, I was never good at science, which is why I talk on the radio for a living. I am of no threat to you in any way, shape, or form. Congratulations, Blues!
Woo!
Exciting! And Dave Glover, coming up next. Podcast for all of those amazing guests, radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.